Shas Illuminated.org presents the following shiur by Rabbi Yitzchak Schechter. Maseches Avodah Zarah is dedicated to Yilui Nishmas Binyamin Meir ben Ravdov Yitzchak Olav Hashalom.
Welcome everyone. We are about to begin Bezus Hashem, the shiur on Daf Gimel. On the bottom of Daf Beis Amud Beis, the Gemara brings a memory from Rabbi Yosef. Omad Vayimoydid Eretz Rav Ayater Goyim, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu was Matir the Zayin Mitzvahs for the Goyim. The Zayin Mitzvahs Bnei Noach, Shekibul Aleim V'loikimum, the Bnei Noach were not Mekayim them, Shekivun Shalikimum, Omad V'hitirun Lohem. So he was Mat to them. So the Gemara asks, Imkein Matzinu Choyte Niskar? So the Gemara answers, Omar Mar Bered Ravina, Loimar She'afal Pisha Mekayim Enoysan, Ein Mekabul Maleim Schar. Which means, Rashi says, HaTorah Zu Loitev Asam Hi. The fact that HaKadosh Baruch Hu was matir the Zayin Mitzvahs for them is not in for their benefit. It doesn't help them. Elo she'ein mitzuvin l'kaimon, v'im yikaimu lo yikablu schar. The HaTorah, the fact that HaKadosh Baruch Hu was matir these Zayin Mitzvahs, makes it that even when the goyim are mekayim it, they don't get schar. The Gemara's maskana is that they do get schar, but only as an ein mitzvah voice, not as a mitzvah voice. Now there was a shaila amongst the Achronim, had to learn Pshat in this Gemara, in this Rashi. Rashi seems to say, HaTorah Zu Loi Tev Asamhi, which means Hashem was Matirit. But it happens to be that this HaTorah was not for their benefit. Which means to say that Haint, there are no Zayin Mitzvahs Bnei Noach. If they do it, then they get Schar as an Ein Mitzvah Oisa, but Be'etzem, it's Mutter. This is how the Pnei Yeshua learns Pshat. Now the problem with this is that we spoke in Daf Beis that the Gemara Vayta says that there's an issur lifnei iver to sell a behemah to a goy, because the goy may take the behemah and be makriv it to avodah zarah. L'chayra, what's the issur lifnei iver? If there's no Zayin mitzvahs, he's not mechuyiv to keep the Zayin mitzvahs anymore, Rav Ayatir Goyim. So what lifnei iver is there? The Gemara Vayta says in the Vav Amud Beis that if someone gives Aver Menachai to a Ben Noach, he's over lifnei iver. There's Kama Sugis that I'm avur that there's an Issel lifnei iver on a Goy. L'chayra, there should be no Issel lifnei iver. Enoch Anami, if he's Mekayim it, so he gets Schar like an Enem Mitzvah Vayse, but he's not Mechuyiv. So there should be no Issel lifnei iver. So the Pnei Yeshua is Ma'iridus Shaila, and he says, then Enochanami, the Lifnei Iver, Bezman Azeh, after the Rov Ayater Goyim, is only the Rabbonon. Midirai said there's no Issel Lifnei Iver, because the Goy is not Mechuyev. The Rabbonon didn't want that we should be Machshel Goyim in these Zayin Mitzvahs, so Mele they made a Gzeir of Lifnei Iver. Now, based on this Yisoid, the Pnei Yeshua wants to be Matir in a case that the Trumas Hadeshim discusses in Simin Reish Sadi Tess about a Yid who wants to sell to a Goy Tarnagoylim Zecharim. The problem is that the Goy, he knows that the Goy is going to be Masareis these Tarnagoylim. And there's a Shiloh in Perak HaSeich HaSapoylim Machlegus HaMiroyim, if a Goy is Muzer on Sirus or not. If a Goy is permitted to do Sirus or not. Reb Chidka says that a goy is also to do serious. It's part of the Zayin Mitzvahs Bnei Noach. Other Amiraim, the Achaylik on Rab Chidka. And it's a Shaila had a Paskin. Shaila and the Rishayim had a Paskin. Says the Pnei Yeshua, if Lifnei Iver, Bezman Azeh, by Ben Noach would be Deiraisa, we'd have to be Machmer. Why? Because since we're not sure how to Paskin, it's a Sveika Dedina. So if I'm going to go ahead and give a Tarnagol to the Ben Noach and he's going to do Sirus, I'm over a Suffolk Deraisa. Because maybe Sirus is also for Ben Noach, and I gave him the Tarnagol, I gave him the ability to be Masaris. So come to Chayz, I was over Lifnaiver. So Enoch Anami, it's only a Suffolk Lifnaiver, but Suffolk Deraisa is Lechumra. Masha'en Kain, if Lifnaiver is Midarabonon, that means Be'etzem, there's no Zayin Mitzvahs anymore. Everything's Mutter. The guy's allowed to do Sirus L'choladeus, because there's no Zayin Mitzvahs. Even according to Reb Chidka, that Sirus was included in the Zayin Mitzvahs, but that's Rav Ayater Goyim. Now that's not Negei anymore. So Elamai, it is an Isser Lifnaiver Darabonon. I'm not allowed to Midarabonon give him something that he's going to be over one of the Zayin Mitzvahs. But over here it's only a Suffolk. So Kum Techois, I'm only over a Suffolk Lifnaiver. And since it's a Darabonon, Safik Darabonon would be Lakula. Says the Pnei Yeshua, that it's taka mutter because of this cheshbon. It's mutter to give this to sell this tarnagol to the guy, even though you know for sure he's going to be mesaris because ravayater goyim. There's no din. There's no isurim of zayin mitzvahs bezmanas anymore. It's only a suffix with the ivid rabbanon, and a suffix is rabbanon's suffix rabbanon's lakula. This is the Pnei Yeshua. Now the emes is that this Rashi is takamashma like the Pnei Yeshua. Rashi says, Hatara zu loy tevasim hi. This Hatara is not for their benefit. Ela she'ein mitzuvin lekaimon. They do not have a chiyuv, they do not have a tzivui, they're not commanded to be mekaim the mitzvah. Vim yekaim lo yekabel uschar. So Rashi seems to be saying pretty clearly that they're not commanded to keep it. So this is the mashmois in Rashi, which is l'chayr like the Pnei Yeshua. The Chassam Sofer is chilek on the Pnei Yeshua, and he says it can't be. We have many sugyas that say that there is lifta yiver by a ben noyach. The sugya vaitin davavam at aleph, that I'm not allowed to sell a behemoth to a goy. There's a sugya vaitin davavam at beis, that I'm not allowed to give Abram and Achai to a ben noyach, because I'm being machshel him. And it's a davar tamua, says the Chassam Sofer, to say that all these sugyas are only midrabanan. It doesn't say so. It's mashma, it's lifta yiver deraisa. So the Chassam Sefer says that that's not pshat in the sugya. Avada, the Zayin Mitzvah's Bnei Noach are still in place. And if it goes over one of the Zayin Mitzvah's Bnei Noach, he's Chayiv Misa. That didn't change. The only thing that changed was is that the HaKadosh Baruch Hu removed that level of the Tzivui that makes them a Mitzvah V'Oisa. Rav Ayata Goyim means HaKadosh Baruch Hu was Matir. He took off that Tzivui, Bnei Geya, them being a Mitzvah V'Oisa. The Chariot of Pshad is, Tosfos explains why is a Mitzvah Oisa greater than an Ein Mitzvah Oisa. So Tosfos says, Mibnei Shu Doyeg Tamid Levatol Yitzray. Someone who's Mitzvah Oisa has to constantly worry and fight to be Mevatol as Yitzharu Lakayim Mitzvah's Bayre. So that's only true by someone who's worried about it, by someone who has it on his mind. But someone who's not Mekayim, doesn't listen to the rules. So for him, he's not a Mitzvah Oisa because he doesn't daiga about it. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu was matir that chelik, that amount of tzivui that would make them a mitzvah voice. But avada, the mitzvahs are still there. The emes is that Rashi Viter and Avov Amir Aleph is mashma like the Chassam Sofer. When the Gemara declares, is the pshat in our Mishnah als leishama al picho or als lifna iver, Rashi says, diri amaschav lifna iver, demazvin le behema umakriva la avoidus kechovim. You sell him a behema and he's makrivit to his avoidusara. Ubnei noyach nitztavu aleho. Ubnei noyach amchuyiv amatsuva on the isav avoidusara, the achas misheva mitzvahs. It's one of the Zion mitzvahs. Rashi asks, unhi da amoran omad vihitiron, even though we said that HaKadosh Baruch Hu was matir them, these mitzvahs, miyu, al yavru, al yodecho. The goyim should not be over through you. Why? Shahare asidin hein liten asadin, al shein mekayim inoisa. They are going to be brought to justice for not being mekayim these mitzvahs. Va'afal pi shein lem schar b'kiyuman, even though they don't get schar for being mekayim the mitzvahs, they only get as an enemy mitzvah v'oisa. So Rashi says clearly that they're asidin hein liten asadin. L'chayra, according to the Pnei Yeshua, that the Rav Ayatar Goyim means that they're not mitzvah anymore, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu was matter of the Zion mitzvahs, so then why should they be seen liten esadin? The Sa'ara is asked by Rabbi Shai Parlau in his beer on Sefer HaMitzvahs. Al Kolpanim, we have a major machlokes achronim, whether the Zion mitzvahs are still extant bizman hazeh or not, and the nafkamina will be whether there is an iser lifnei iver deiraisa. Well, if one is machshel legoi, it means over one of these Zayin mitzvahs. Now, the Gemara brings an interesting maso matan, a give and take between HaKadosh Baruch Hu and the Umas HaOlam. The Umas HaOlam were tining that, how do we know, Yisrael shekiblua hechen kibua? Where do we know, how do we know, how does anybody know that the Klal Yisrael that was Mekabel the Torah, that they were Mekayim it? So the Gemara says, "Amalem Hakadosh Baruch Hu, ani meid bohem shekimu es atayra kula. I'm going to be meid." So they say back, "I'm in milfan of Ribbono Shel Olam klumi yeshab shemeid al benoy. Tachsiv b'ni b'cheir Yisrael. You have no nemanis. You can't be meid on them." So Hakadosh Baruch Hu seemingly agrees to them, and he says back, "Amalem Hakadosh Baruch Hu shemayim va'aretz yoidu bohem shekimu es atayra kula." And they answer, "I'm Ramalfan of Ribbono Shel Olam, Shemayim Varas Noigim Beidusan." And again, HaKadosh Baruch Hu seemingly backs off, and he says, Amar Lahem HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Mikem Yavayu V'Yidu Behem B'Yisrael Shekimu Es HaTorah Kula. You yourselves are going to be made that Klal Yisrael kept Kol HaTorah Kula. So it sounds like HaKadosh Baruch Hu presented a few options, and they rebutted, and they were correct. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Negei Be'edus, Shemayim V'Aretz is Negei Be'edus. So how could that be? How could it be that the Umas HaOlam are besting HaKadosh Baruch Hu in this debate? So this question is asked in the Bechor Shor, in the back of the Sefer Tvuah Shor. He has some pieces on Shas, on Masechtis, called Bechor Shor. So there, Tvuah Shor wants to say like this. He wants to say that the first Taina, that the Umas HaOlam Taina, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Negei Be'edus, Klum Av Meid Al Benoi, so that be'etzem is not a taina b'chlal. The Mishnah says, Hu ha'aid, hu ha'dayan, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the dayan, he's the aid. That's the way the Eibush to set up the world. And there's no taina klum av me'ed al benoy. The reason why the Rebbeinu Shalom didn't answer that, the lashon of the B'chor Shor is, le'ratza l'tchoysam. He wanted to give them an opening to continue the conversation. On the second taina, that Shemayim Va'eretz and Negei Be'edus, so there the Bechor Shor says, he says like this. So what does the Ribbono Shel Olam answer? It says that HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, Mikem Yavoyu V'yo'idu Shekimu Es Kol HaTorah Kula. You yourselves are going to be made that they will Mekayim Kol HaTorah Kula. So the question is, says the Bechor Shor, we don't have, they're not going to be able to be made on every single yid that he was Makayim Kol HaTorah Kula. They could be made on some of the yidden. Nimrod could be made on Avram, Nebuchadnezzar could be made on Hanan Mishael Bazariah, but not, you can't be made, they can't be made on every yid that they were Makayim Kol HaTorah Kula. Says the Bechor Shor, the Pshat is like this. The Gemara says in Masech Yumad Aflamet Ches, Amar Rab Chiya Bar Abba, Amar Rab Yechanon, Afilu B'Shvil Tzadik Echad Ha'olam Miskayim, Shenemar B'Tzadik Yisayir Ha'olam. All the world needs is one Tzadik. So when Nimrod is going to be made in Avram, that Avram was a Tzadik, so that's it. Now the world has a Kiyum. When Eishes Paitifar is made on Yosef, so now the world has a Kiyum. So since the world has a Kiyum, Shemayim V'Aretz are not Negei Be'edus anymore, because they would not be destroyed. So that's what the HaKadosh Baruch Hu was answering. Mikem Yavayu V'Yayidu, since you have testimony that there was at least one tzaddik in every generation, so now Shemayim V'Aretz are not Negei Be'edus anymore, and therefore they could be made. So really, the Umas HaOlam did not win HaKadosh Baruch Hu in this debate. HaKadosh Baruch Hu was answering them back why the Shemayim V'Aretz are not Negei Be'edus. This is how the Bechor Shor wants to learn Pshat in the Gemara. The Ben Yoyada says a different var to answer this question. Ben Yehuda says that Avadat Eibishter knew that the Goyim were going to answer Klumav Meid Al Benoy and Shemayim V'Aretz Hanegei Be'edus, but HaKadosh Baruch Hu wanted to have this conversation with them because he wanted them to say out with their mouths that they understand that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the Av and Klal Yisrael is the Ben, and that they understand that the Shemayim V'Aretz are Kayom because Klal Yisrael was Mekabel Torah. Why did Ribbono Shel Olam want them to say that? Because since there was this din Torah between the Umas HaOlam and Klal Yisrael, the Umas HaOlam was saying Klal Yisrael does not deserve schar because who said that they were Mekayim? So HaKadosh Baruch Hu was acting as a lawyer, Kivayachal. He was sort of leading the witness to say things that would put us in a good light. It would show that we're B'nei B'chayri, we're the Ben of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and our tshuva is accepted, and it shows that we were Mekayim Shemayim V'Aretz. It's because of us that the Shemayim V'Aretz had a Kiyum, and therefore we should be Zeicha. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu was cornering the Umas HaOlam into saying these things in order that the Yidden should come away looking very good, and they should be Zeicha B'din. This is the Ben Yoyada's Pshat in the Sugya. Now, Toich HaDvarim, the Umas HaOlam, bring the member of Rish Lakish, who says, Vayere Vayvoke Yoyim Hashishi, Melamed Shehisna Kodesh Baruch Hu Maise Bereishis V'Omar, Im Yisrael Mekablan Es Terosi Mutav, V'Im Lav Ani Achzer Eschem L'Soyo V'Voyu. HaKadosh Baruch Hu made it tonight with Maise Bereishis, that Klal Yisrael has to be Mekabal the Torah. That's Yoyim Hashishi. So Toisvis asks, Teimo, is the machlokes Tanoim whether Matan Torah was on the 6th or the 7th. So according to Man Yom, it was on the 7th. What does Yom HaShishi mean? So Tosfos answers two terutzim. Either really the Maimed started Taka on Shishi, but just the first day there was Chol Shadorcha, they were tired, so therefore HaKadosh Baruch Hu didn't give them anything that day, didn't say anything to them that day. Or another Teretz Tosfos says is that it was Roy to be given on the 6th, but Moshe Rabbeinu was Tosef Yom Echad Midaita. The Marsha says a different shot. Marsha says that Be'emes is another question. If we make a Cheshbin, it comes out that the day of Matan Torah was on day 51. What's the Cheshbin? The Gemara says in Masechta Shabbos that Yitzias Mitzrayim was on a Thursday. Kabbalah Satayri, the Gemara says, Hakol Moedim, that Shabbos, B'Shabbos Nitna Torah Yisrael. Kabbalah Satayri was on Shabbos. If you make a Cheshbin from Thursday to a Shabbos, is 51 days. So, Frektim Arsha, why was Shavuos set up on day 50? L'chayra, if Matan Torah was on day 51, Zman Matan Torah Seinu should be day 51, not day 50. Says the Arsha, that the Yidden, when they left Mitzrayim, were not roy for Kabbalah Satayra. They needed to cleanse themselves, they needed to be zoyche, to be oyle b'madrega, to reach a madrega of Yiras Chet, in order to be Mekayim, the Mishnah that says, Yiras Chet oy kodemus l'chachmose, chachmose miskayemus. Before they were Mekabal the Chachmas HaTorah, before they were Mekabal Torah, they need a madrega of Yiras Chet. So in order to get to that madrega, they needed 49 days. So day 50 represented the day when they had finished, they were mashlim, all the preparations for Kabbalah HaTorah. And now they were worthy of being Mekabal the Torah the next day. So day 50 represents the Yiras Chet, the Zman that the Yidden became Roy for Kabbalah HaTorah, and day 51 represents the Chochma, the Zman when HaKadosh Baruch Hu actually gave them the Torah. So says the Marsha that that's why Zman Matan Torah Seinu was on day 50. Because what happened after day 50 was Mamela. The Iker Avodah that the Yidden in the Dar HaMidbar did, and the Ikar Avoida that every Yid has to do from Pesach to Shavuos, is to be Zoyche, to reach Madregas of Yiras Chetoy Kodemes L'Chochmosoy. Once they reach that Madrega, Yiras Chetam Kodemes, so now the fact that they got the Chochma the next day was a David Mamela. Once they Roy L'Kach, HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave it to them. So the Iker celebration, the Iker commemoration is day 50, because that's when the Yidden reached their Madrega, that they were now Roy for Kabbalah HaTorah. Says the Marsha that answers Tosfos Kasha also. The reason why the Torah says Yom HaShishi, even though, according to this Man D'Omar, it was given the next day, is because the day of the Yom HaShishi, that day, the day 50, after Yitzias Mitzrayim, that day was the Iker. That was the time that Klal Yisrael became Roy for Kabbalah HaTorah. So what HaKadosh Baruch Hu was saying to Maase Bereishis was, he's making a tonight, says HaKadosh Baruch Hu, if Klal Yisrael is ready to be Zeich for Kabbalah HaTorah on that Yom Shishi, then you'll have a Kiyam. But if they don't become ready, then you won't have a Kiyam. This is the way the Marsha understands Pshat. This is how he answers Tosfos Kasha. The Gemara says, Yavoi Dar Yovesh, V'yoid B'Daniel Shaloi Bitol Esatfila. Dar Yovesh can come and be made that Daniel was not Mevatel Tfila. So the Arsameach makes an interesting diak here. Arsameach is in Perak Aleph Mehilchas Tfila Alocha Beis. He asks that L'chayri, the Gemara could have said, Yavoi Sar HaSarisim, V'yoid B'Daniel Shaloi Nizgoel, which means that Daniel refused to drink any of the wine from the king's palace. So the Sarah Sarisim could be made that Daniel was Nizer in this Isser of Stam Yena. How come the Gemara doesn't say that? This is the Arsamech's question. The Arsamech answers that we see from this Gemara that Tefillah is Deraisa, like the Shita Saramba. That's why the Gemara chose Tefillah as opposed to Stam Yenam. Stam Yenam is an Isser Derabbanan. But tefillah is their isa. Not only that, if we look at the Gemara first brings the mitzvahs which are part of the Zayin mitzvahs b'nei noach, like Avodah Zarah, Gezel, and Arayis. Then the Gemara brings the mitzvah of tefillah. So the Rosh Hameach wants to be medayik in the Gemara that just like the first mitzvahs that the Gemara discussed had a shaychus to b'nei noyach, so too does this mitzvah of tefillah, which not only is the raisa, but it has a shaychus to b'nei noyach as well, meaning b'nei noyach are also mechuyiv in tefillah. Why b'nei noyach mechuyiv in tefillah? For the same reason that a yid is mechuyiv in tefillah. And he brings from Reb Sadie Goin in Emunis V'deis, that Reb Sadie Goin says that haseichel mechayev letzavos lebruav leavdoi v'hoidos le'bavur shebram. The seichel is mechayev that a creation should serve and thank his creator, the one who created him. So that svara is true for goyim as well. It's true for b'nei noach as well. And for this reason, the Gemara chooses the mitzvah of tefillah as one of the examples of the goyim testifying that the yidden kept the mitzvahs of the Torah. I saw in the Sefer Chashukei Chemed that he brings down from Rabbi Shulayb Diskin that Rabbi Shulayb did not walk in front of an Arab who was praying for this reason. Since tefillah is a chiv even on goyim, so when the goy is being oisik in tefillah, it's a real thing. He's davening. So therefore, it's not correct to be mafsik in front of him while he's praying. It's interesting to note that Rav Moshe Tshuvas seems to be choylik on the Zara Sameach. Rav Moshe says that a goy has no chiyuv, has no mitzvah to daven at all. The only time a goy has a mitzvah to daven is if he's in a situation of necessity. He needs parnasa, he's not well. So then, says Rav Moshe, any person who has emuna, that there is a God, understands that he has to turn to God in times of need and daven and pray to him. And if he doesn't do it, it means he's not a maimon. But when he's not in a situation of need, he has no chiyuv to daven. It would seem that this Rav Moshe does not stim with the Aras Sameach. Now, the Gemara Firzois on the bottom of the Omer that HaKadosh Baruch Hu agreed to give the Goyim a test, and he gave them the mitzvah of Sukkah. And the Gemara says, the Lashon that HaKadosh Baruch Hu tells them, Afal Pikein mitzvah kala yeshli v'sukkah shema l'chu v'asu oisa. And the Gemara says, Amai karle mitzvah kala. Why did HaKadosh Baruch Hu call it a mitzvah kala? Mishim deles bechisar and kiss. It doesn't cost anything. Now, L'chayra, why did HaKadosh Baruch Hu dafka pick the mitzvah of Sukkah? There are many mitzvahs that don't have chisar and kiss. The mitzvah of tefillah doesn't have chisar and kiss. The mitzvah of gemilas chasadim, certain types of gemilas chasadim don't have chisar and kiss. Why dafka the mitzvah of Sukkah? So the Marsha says that there was a remez in the mitzvah of Sukkah, because Sukkah is a diris arai, and Olam Hazeh is arai. So the remez over here was, he was telling the goyim, you really should have kept the mitzvahs in Olam Hazeh, when you were living arai. That was the remez in the mitzvah of Sukkah. Perhaps, we could say a different shot, based on the goyin in Sefer Yoinah. The goyin learns that Sefer Yoinah is a mashal. The Yoina is the neshama of the person. And he comes down in the first Gilgal, and then he comes down in the second Gilgal, and in the second Gilgal, he's Mesakin. At the end of Sefer Yoina, it says that the Yoina goes out of the city, which the Goyin learns, meaning he left Taivas Olam Hazeh, and he builds himself a sukkah. So the Goyin explains, what's the Yisayit of sukkah? So the Goyin says that the Yisayit of Sukkah, we make a Sukkah out of Pseilis, Geirin, V'yekev. The leftovers from the Geirin and the Yekev. What's Geirin and Yekev? Geirin is the Tvua, the grains, and Yekev is the vineyards, the wine. Says the Goyin that grain and wine represent Seuda. The average Seuda includes grains, bread, and wine. And what we're saying, what Sukkah is telling us, the mitzvah of Sukkah is telling us is to be mafresh ourselves from that. Not to get stuck in the gashmius of Geirin V'yekev, but rather to involve ourselves in Geirin V'yekev only a very small amount. The psoil is Geirin V'yekev. Tzilsa Merubah Mechamsa, because the sun represents all Hatzlacha Gashmius. So when we put up a sukkah, which is tzilsa meruba mechamsa, we block out the sun. What we're saying is that we are not nimshach after the gashmius that the sun represents. We want to be betzila dehamnusa. We want to be betzela kodesh baruch hu. To us, gashmius is not the important thing. The ruchnius is the important thing. So perhaps this is the reason why HaKadosh Baruch Hu chose the mitzvah of sukkah. The mitzvah of sukkah is the perfect test for the Umas HaElam. They're saying to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, give us another chance. We want to live differently. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu is saying, okay, fine. Here's your chance. This is a mitzvah which represents the rejection of Gashmias and the enhancement of Ruchnias. Are you really prepared to do things differently? And perhaps we could even take the Gemara, this Yisoid in the Gemara, a little further. Because the Gemara continues and says that what HaKadosh Baruch Hu does is HaKadosh Baruch Hu makter aleim chama betkufas tamuz. He makes it very hot. They become mitztair. And they're mevayit besukasa. Each one kicks their sukkah and leaves. Now it's very interesting why the Gemara chooses, why HaKadosh Baruch Hu chooses to be mitzayer them with the chama. L'chayru, the average tsar, the average mitzayer potter men asukkah would be if it would start to rain. Hurricane Matthew comes along and blows away their sukkahs, so they would be mevayit b'sukkasam and they would leave. They would leave their sukkahs. They couldn't stay there. Why does HaKadosh Baruch Hu choose chama? Perhaps this is the yisoid. Based on the going that the chama represents gashmias, so what happens is HaKadosh Baruch Hu's makter aleim chama betkufas tamuz, which means he makes it so hot, he makes so much chama, he makes so much gashmias, he did such a tremendous chef of gashmias that the goyim can't withstand it. They're so used to chasing gashmias their entire lives that they cannot switch over to a ruchniyazdik outlook. So therefore, they're mevayit. What's the pshat that the guy is mevayit? What sense does that make? He knows this is his last chance. He's begging HaKadosh Baruch Hu to give him one more chance, and he goes and he's mevayit. What sense does that make? The answer is that he can't contain himself. He chases the gashmius with such a gishmak that he says, who can manage with a ruchniyazdik lifestyle? He's not interested in that. So that's the be'ita, that's the mevayit that the guy does, and that's his downfall. Now, the Gemara says, Shalosh Rishonos HaKadosh Baruch Hu Yoshev Oisik B'Torah. The first 3 hours of the day, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is sitting and being Oisik in Torah. Shniyos Yoshev V'Donos Kol HaOlam Kuloi. He's judging. Kivan Sheroyesh in his Chayev Olam Kloyo. Oimid Mikisi Adin V'Yoshev Al Kisi Rachem. At some point during those 3 hours, HaKadosh Baruch Hu stands up from the Kisei Adin and he sits on the Kisei Rachem. Now, Tosfos, Divrei HaMaskil, Shnius Yoshev Adon, brings a Yesh Eimrim, that's why in the Kedusha of Musaf, we say Mimkoyme Hu Yifen. In the Kedusha of Shacharis, we say Mimkoymcha Malkeinu Sofia, from your Mokoyim. In the Kedusha of Musaf, we say Mimkoyme Hu Yifen, which means that he should turn away, he should step away from his place. Why, says Tosfos? Kista Musaf B'Shnius Bo. The average Musaf davening comes in the second 3 hours of the day. Va'ozu Yoshev Adon, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is judging. Va'anu mispalalim sheyifne mikisei din l'sheves b'kisei rachamim. So what we want is, what we're being mispalal, we're asking HaKadosh Baruch Hu that he should leave the kisei of din, and he should sit on the kisei of rachamim. That's why we say mimkoyim hu yif, and that's why the lashon of the Kedusha of Musaf is different than the lashon of the Kedusha of Shacharis. So Tosfos says, v'ein nira, Taisa doesn't like this pshat. Why? The lemaidem askinan besamach rishonis yoshev adon lo yitachin. The Gemara Vayter changes. The Gemara Vayter says that the first 3 hours HaKadosh Baruch was yoshev adon. So since HaKadosh Baruch was yoshev adon the first 3 hours, so then we should l'chere say it by Shacharis as well. And Musaf, which is already after this man of din, it would be too late to say mimkayme hu yifen. So Taisv says, Elevade matbeo shel tefillah kachu. It's a matbeo tefillah. This is how Chazal was masakin for some reason. And the reason is not because of this Gemara. Now, the Gemara that Taisv is referring to is the Gemara of Aitan Daftal and Amidbeis. The Gemara says, Amar Rav Yosef leilitzli inish tzloise de musvi betlas shoy kamaisa b'yoy mekama derei shata. A person should not daven b'yechidus Musaf in the first 3 hours of the day. And the Gemara says, because Kivon de Mifkedina, Maybe since it's Yom HaDin, so they're going to be Mayin in his din by himself. He's davening b'yechidus, and he could come to harm. So the Gemara asks, why are you saying that you shouldn't daven musaf in the first 3 hours on Rosh Hashanah? L'chayra, during those 3 hours, nothing's happening. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is being Isaac B'Torah. So the Gemara says, epoch. Switch it around, which means the first 3 hours HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Yosef Adon, and the second 3 hours HaKadosh Baruch Hu is being Isaac B'Torah. So since HaKadosh Baruch Hu is being done, is judging the first 3 hours, so those 3 hours are the wrong time for a Yachid to daven Musaf on Rosh Hashanah. Now the Gemara says, Vaite v'iba yiseima, a different teretz, loylem loy tepuch. Which means that the first 3 hours HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Isaac B'Torah. But the Gemara says, Torah d'chsiv bo emes, Torah which it says emes, d'chsiv emes k'neva al timkar, ein HaKadosh Baruch Hu oisa l'fnim ishuras ha-din. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't do l'fnim ishuras ha-din. But din, which is the second 3 hours, the loiksiv bo emes, HaKadosh Baruch Hu oisa l'fnim ishuras ha-din. So Eino Chanami, really, the Gemara's second teretz is we don't have to switch anything. The first 3 hours HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Isaac B'Torah, the second 3 hours HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Isaac B'Din. But since Torah is Emes, and in Emes there's no room for Lefnim Ashuras HaDin, so therefore they're going to be Ma'ayin exactly what this person deserves, and that's a Sakana for him. Mashenk, in the second 3 hours, where HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Isaac B'Din, so then, there's a possibility of Lefnim Ashuras HaDin, so it's not a Sakana. This is what the Gemara says. So really, it depends on the teretz of the Gemara. That means according to the first teretz, Din happens first and then Torah, and according to the second teretz of the Gemara, first Torah, then Din. Now, the Mogen Avraham in Siman Tav Kuf Pei Beis, in Hilchos Rosh Hashanah, Sivkot and Ches, is handling the question of till when can a person say the bracha l'shana tova tekasev isichosim la'alta l'chaim tovim u'l'shalem that we're noyik to say the night of Rosh Hashanah. So the Magen Avraham there brings from a levush, kasev a levush, shaloi la'amrei acher gimel shois. One should not say this bracha after 3 hours of the day. Why? Shekvar nigmar aksiva. The Gimel Rishon is HaKadosh Baruch Hu Yosef Adon. The first 3 hours HaKadosh Baruch Hu is judging, and once those 3 hours are over, so the Ksiv already happened. So you can't say anymore L'shana Teva Tekasev, because the Ksiv already is over. You could say Gemar Chesim Teva, but this Baruch L'shana Teva Tekasev, you cannot say anymore. So the Magen Avraham says, V'tzarachin. We say in Musaf Mim Kaimehu Yifen Vahatam Mishim de Kaimelon Bishnios Yeshiv Adon. Because the way we understand is that the Kadosh Baruch Hu is judging in the second 3 hours. Umavakshim Sheyifen Berachamim. And we want that he should leave the Kisei Din to go to the Kisei Rachamim. V'avsha ha-toisvis ba-avoy-dezara kosvu sham de-nusach ha-tfilah kachu, even though Toisvis does not like this pshat, and he says it's just matbei ha-tfilah, hainu l'shinu yakama de-gemara. That's only according to the first teretz of the Gemara that the Gemara says epuch, that the Yoshev Adon is in the first 3 hours. Avalanan kaimelon kishinu yabasra. We hold like the second teretz. We pass like the second teretz. The loy tepuch, that we don't switch it around, that really Torah comes first, and the Yoshev Adon is in the second 3 hours. V'chein kosva targim yoinison v'targim Yerushalmi b'posek atzur tamim pa'alei. If one looks at the targim Yerushalmi and the targim yoinison, on the pasuk Atzur Tamim Paloi, so there Itaka says Mefurish that the second 3 hours HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Yoshev Adon, and that's the Psak Halacha. So since that's the Psak Halacha, that's Taka why we say Mim Kaimehu Yifen, not like Tosfos. Tosfos is paskin like the first Teretz of the Gemara that there's an Epoch, which means that he's Yoshev Adon in the first 3 hours, and we paskin like the second Teretz, which is that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Yoshev Adon in the second 3 hours. So says the Magen Avraham v'im kein yecholim la'omrei aracha chatzos. We could say the bracha l'shana tova tekasev until after chatzos. After chatzos is taka, the din is over, so it doesn't pass anymore to say l'shana tova tekasev. But till chatzos, a person could say l'shana tova tekasev. And the Magen Avraham goes right, and he says b'yom kippurim omrim im koimoi hu yifen b'chol atfilus. On Yom Kippur, we take a same Im Kaimehu Yifen on all, in all the tefillos, even in Shacharis and Musaf. Why? Because on Yom Kippur, the din is the entire day, and therefore the entire day, we are asking that HaKadosh Baruch Hu should leave the Kisei Din and go to the Kisei Rachamim. This is the Mogen Avraham. Now, Agav, the Lashon Tosfos is, Ki Stam Musif B'Shniyos Bo. The average Musif, Tfilos Musif, comes in the second 3 hours of the day. This Lashon is L'Chayra Mashma, like one side of a Machlekes between the Levush Esrar and the Bir Halacha about the Zman of Musif. The Levush Esrar at the beginning of Simen Reish Pei Vav wants to be Medayik in the Gemara, in the beginning of the fifth parak of Masecht HaPsachim, that the Zman of Tfilas Musif is B'Shosh Sheish. Why? Because the Gemara over there says that the Musif was done B'Shosh Sheish, the Musif of Shabbos was done B'Shosh Sheish, and the Bazichin is a Machlekes, Rabbi Shmuel and Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Shmuel says the Bazichin were done B'Shosh Sheva, which is after the Musafim. Rabbi Akiva holds the Bazichin were Koidmin L'Musafim, the Bazichin were done B'Shosh Chomesh, and the Musafim were done B'Shosh Sheish. But everybody holds that the Musafim were done B'Sheish. And Rashi explains over there that the Zman Musafim is Urchayu B'Sheish. It was usually done at the sixth hour. Tichsiv B'Hu Yoim, V'Loiksiv B'Hu Boiker. The Lashon of the Pasuk is Uv'yoyim HaShabbos. It doesn't say Boiker in the morning. It says Uv'yoyim in day, during the day. So when is during the day? That's midday, which is B'Shosh Sheish. So Rashi is saying that the Zman of the Musif, the way from the Lashon HaTorah, the way the Torah describes the Zman of the Musif, is B'Shosh Sheish, midday. So it says the Levush Esrar, since the Tfilos were Tiknum Kineged the Karbanos, so therefore, just like the Musaf was brought B'Shosh Sheish, the Tfilos Musaf should be daven B'Shosh Sheish. And the Levush Esrar Taka says that L'mitzvah min ha-muvcher, that's the din. A person, if he can, should daven Musaf B'Shosh Sheish. In fact, the Levush Esrar brings from a Ramah and a Mogen Avraham in Simen Reish Pei Aleph, where the Ramah says that the minig is to start davening later on Shabbos than we start during the weekday. And the Mogen Avraham explains, because since the Zman Musif is B'Shosh Sheish, and we want to be Makarev Shacharis together with Musif, which means we want to daven Musif relatively quickly after we daven Shacharis, so since Musif is supposed to be B'Shosh Sheish, so then Shacharis is going to have to be later. So we see, says the Levush Esrar, that the mitzvah men amuvcher is to daven musaf b'shosh shishis. This is the shita of the Levush Esrar. Avadi says if a person davens musaf earlier, he's yotze, even lechatchila, but it's not mitzvah men amuvcher. The Bi'alacha is chaylik on the Levush Esrar, and he says it can't be. Why? Because we know that a person is not allowed to fast on Shabbos till chatzos. It's the chiv oinik Shabbos is mechayev a person to eat something before chatzos. So Ebazoi, if he's going to daven musaf b'shosh shishis, that means he's not going to eat until after chatzos. And we know that a person is not supposed to eat a suda before musaf. So obviously, says the Bir Halacha, the zman korban musaf is different than the zman tfilas musaf, even though the tfilas were kineged the karbanos. But in this case, obviously, the chiv to daven musaf is earlier than the chiv to bring the carbon musaf. Now, the Lashon Tosfos that stam musaf is b'shoyis shniyos in the second 3 hours, l'chayra is mashma like the Bir Halacha. According to Levush Esrar, musaf, the mitzvah men amuvcher of musaf is b'shosh sheish, which is the exact end point of the second 3 hours. But not only that, it sounds from Tosfos that the takon of Mimkaimehu Yifen, according to this Yesh Aimrim, the reason why we say Mimkaimehu Yifen is bedafka because Musaf is only in those second 3 hours. If Musaf would be B'Shosh Sheish, which is after the second 3 hours, then there would be no reason to say Mimkaimehu Yifen. Mimkaimehu Yifen is because HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Yeshiv V'Don, and we're asking, we're davening that he should be oimed from Kisei Din and be Yeshiv on Kisei Rachamim. L'chayr, that only makes sense within the second set of 3 hours. Once that set of 3 hours is over, once it hits Shashishis, there would be no reason to be Misaken Mimkama Hu Yifen. So it would be Shver, according to the Levush Yisrael, that we made a Takana of Mimkama Hu Yifen for something which is not a Mitzvah Men HaMuvchar. If the Mitzvah Men HaMuvchar to Daven Musif is B'Shah Shishis, then L'Cheri, the Takana of the Lashon of Musif, should also Shtim with that Mitzvah Men HaMuvchar. So L'Cheri, it sounds from Toisvis like the Bir Halacha, that really the mitzvah and amuvcha, the l'chatchila, the spitz l'chatchila of Musaf is to daven within the second set of 3 hours, before Shashishis. Why? Because Einig Shabbos is mechayev that a person should go home and eat before Chatzai, so he has to finish Musaf before Shashishis. And since we're davening Musaf in that second set of 3 hours, so therefore we say Mkoma Hu Yifen. The Gemara says that reveals Yoshev umasachik in Levyosan. Shenemar Levyosan ze yotzarto lusachik boy. The fourth part of the day, HaKadosh Baruch Hu sits and he's masachik with the Levyosan. Now this is obviously a soyr amuk, it's a deep secret, and I certainly am not going to make any indication that I know what this means. I will only say over what I have seen in the Rashba, in Masechta Baba Basra, and what I see here in the Ben Yoyada here in Masechta Avodah Zarah. The Rashba on the Agadah to Gemara there in the fifth parak, in the Inyan of Levyosan, the Rashba explains that the Levyosan is a reference to the Nefesh and the Seichel. There is a Levyosan Zachar and a Levyosan Nekeva, and the seichel of the human being is the Levyosan Zachar, and that's poil on the nefesh of the person, which is the nekeva. So when these two connect, when the seichel and the nefesh connect, says the Rashba, this is what's referred to as Levyosan, Miloshan Levia, Miloshan Levui. They malavi each other, they accompany each other. He also says, the Rashba also says, that this is the Loshan of Levyosan is a Loshan of Levyas Chain, an adornment. Now, the Gemara over there says that HaKadosh Baruch Hu was Mesaris the Zachar and Metzanin the Nekeva, because if they would have been able to live together, they would have been Machri of the world. They would have destroyed the world. And the Rashba explains that what this means is that if the Nefesh HaAdam would constantly be attached to the Seichel HaAdam, that means that a person would be consistently Davik Lamala. He would be Davik in HaKadosh Baruch Hu. His whole interest would be sichli, to be a maskil, then he would not be Isaac in Yeshuva Shalaylon. So what HaKadosh Baruch Hu did was that he made that the person by nature sometimes is interested in muskalus and sometimes is not. And at the times that he's not interested in muskalus, then the nefesh ha'adam could be Isaac in Yeshuva Shalaylon. Says the Rashba that that's pshat in the pasuk Levyosan zayotzar to lasachik boy. The Levyosan is when there is this connection between the nefesh ha'adam and the seichel ha'adam, and together they're dovik lamala. That's what it means Levyosan zayotzar to lasachik boy. That's what lasachik boy means. That when they're dovik lamala, when they're dovik in HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that's what's represented in the lashon of the pasuk of lasachik boy. The Ben Yoyada says that Levyosan is a reference to the connection of Nefesh and Guf. And he explains that in Gan Eden HaTachtoin, the Nefesh is Sheikhenes b'Gan Eden HaTachtoin b'tzuras Guf Mamesh, k'moy shehu b'hai alma. Just like in this world, there is a connection between Guf and Nefesh, so too in Gan Eden HaTachtoin, there is a connection between Guf and Nefesh. V'rak chomer zach she'ein etzarech la'chilu shia. The guf that is in the Gan Eden HaTachtoin doesn't need to eat or drink. El nizoin min reach hatoiv asher b'Gan Eden. It gains sustenance from the reach hatoiv that's in Gan Eden. V'inyan haschoik hu inyan sha'ashua sha'akadosh baruch hu mishtasheyem hatzadikim b'Gan Eden. The idea of the schoik is that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is mishtasheya with the tzadikim in Gan Eden. Sheyamshich lohem HaKadosh Baruch Hu shefa or kadosh mimekor hasimcha v'hachedva. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is mashpia on these tzaddikim a tremendous simcha, a happiness, kidechsiv oiz v'chedva b'mkoymoy, kidei sheyihi yelohem shashua rav. May we be zeicha to be amongst the tzaddikim who are mekabel the shefa of simcha and chedva. Now, this stems very nicely with the diuk that the Marsha makes in the sugya. The Marsha says that every time the Gemara talks about this idea of schoik by HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the lashon of the Gemara is misachik, not soichik. Misachik means that he's misachik others. Soichik would mean that he himself is soichik. So the Marsha explains that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is not involved in this midah of schoik. It's only that he's misachik others. So that's what the Ben Yayod is saying, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Yoshev u'misachik im Leviosan, which means he's misachik the tzaddikim who have this connection of Gufa Nefesh and the Gan Eden Atacht, and he is misachik them. He's mashpia on them a oir of simcha v'chedva. That's the Lashon misachik, he's misachik others.
You have been listening to a shiur from shasilluminated.org. For other shiurim on any daf in Shas, including Maariv Mekleimus on each shiur, please visit shasilluminated.org. Shas Illuminated is a non-profit organization dedicated to broadening the learning of those studying the daf worldwide. We can be reached at 203-312-SHAS, or you can email us at shasilluminated@gmail.com.